Good morning. The open meeting of the Federal Election Commission for Thursday, July 11th will now come to order. I believe we have some late submitted documents on the agenda, Mr. Vice Chairman.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. I move to suspend the rules on the timely submission of agenda documents in order that the commission may consider the late submission of agenda document numbers 19-28-A, 19-29-A, 19-30-A, and 19-30-B.
Thank you. Vice Chairman has moved that we suspend the rules on the timely submission of agenda documents in order that the commission may consider the late submission of agenda documents 1928A, 1929A, 1930A, and 1930B. Is there any discussion on the motion? If not, I'll call the question. All in favor say aye.
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 And the motion carries unanimously. The first item on the agenda is Internet Ad Disclaimers Rulemaking Proposal. I was hoping that we would be further along than we are today. We had a productive meeting since the last meeting, and my staff prepared what we thought was a summary of what happened and the next day and got it back to you guys, and still waiting for some feedback. So this remains on the agenda. We've got a few comments, not a lot, but at the beginning of this process, hundreds of thousands of people commented that they wanted us to do this. They thought this was an important thing for the commission to do, and I still hope that we will be able to do this. And I'm hoping we can make a commitment to do some serious work between now and the next meeting so that we might actually be able to move the ball forward at the next meeting. Mr. Vice Chairman?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I shared the same assessment that I thought that we had a very productive meeting and a very good discussion. The last week or so has been a little bit chaotic in terms of holiday schedules and travel schedules and so forth, and some having to be away, and other meetings that we've had to be preparing for that have created a little bit of chaos in our schedule the last little bit. I don't anticipate having similar stumbling blocks between now and the next meeting, and look forward to continuing those discussions with you.
Good. I will look forward to that as well. The next item on the agenda is Draft Advisory Opinion 2019-08, Omar 2020 by Omar Reyes. Am I pronouncing that right? Do we have Mr. Reyes on the phone?
Yes, Madam Chairman, that is correct.
Thank you. We'll start with a presentation by Mr. Paulson.
Thank you, Chair Weintraub, and good morning, Commissioners. Before you is Agenda Document 1929A, a draft advisory opinion responding to a request from Omar Reyes, a congressional candidate on behalf of his principal campaign committee, Omar 2020, which asks whether the Act and Commission regulations permit the committee to distribute digital blockchain tokens with no monetary value to volunteers and supporters as an incentive to engage in volunteer activities. The draft concludes that the committee may distribute digital blockchain tokens as proposed because the tokens do not constitute a form of compensation. The tokens have no monetary value, are not a type of cryptocurrency, and cannot be used to purchase goods or services. Rather, the tokens are materially indistinguishable from traditional forms of campaign souvenirs, and nothing in the Act or Commission regulations prohibits a campaign committee from distributing free campaign souvenirs to volunteers or supporters. We did not receive any comments on the request or the draft. Thank you, and I'd be happy to address any questions that you have.
Thank you, Mr. Paulson. Do we have any questions for counsel? I'm not seeing anybody leaping to the microphone. Mr. Reyes, do you have anything you'd like to say about the draft before we vote?
No, just I want to share my appreciation for the process and you know, looking forward to seeing what the vote outcome is.
Well, I have a good feeling about this one. If there is no further discussion, I'll entertain a motion. Commissioner Peterson, sorry, Vice Chairman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. In our consideration of Draft Advisory Opinion 2019-08, submitted by Omar Reyes, I move that we approve agenda document number 19-29-A, which is otherwise known as Draft A.
Thank you. The Vice Chairman has moved approval of agenda document 19-29-A, an answer to the question posed by Omar 2020, which would become advisory opinion 2019-08. Is there any discussion on the motion? If not, I will call the question. All in favor say aye.
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 and the motion passes unanimously. Thank you for the question, Mr. Reyes.
Thank you.
The next item on the agenda is draft advisory opinion 2019-09 from Mad Dog Pack. Ms. Hemsley.
Thank you, Chair Weintraub. Commissioners, good morning. Before you are agenda documents 19-30-A and 19-30-B, a draft and a revised draft advisory opinion in response to the request from Mad Dog Pack. The requester asks if it may sell on its website T-shirts containing graphic depictions based on free open source photos and the names of candidates for the 2020 Democratic presidential nomination. The committee will neither communicate nor share the proceeds with any candidate and will treat the entire purchase price of the T-shirts as contributions from the purchasers. Additionally, prior to checkout, the committee will continue to screen for prohibited contribution sources and will collect required information from the purchasers so it can ensure that the aggregation of contribution limitations and reporting requirements are met. Finally, the committee website contains a statement that the website is paid for by Mad Dog Pack and that the website's contents are not authorized or approved by any candidate. The draft concludes that the committee may make the proposed sales because it will treat the full amount of the purchase price as contributions and will comply with the applicable disclaimer source amount and reporting requirements. We had no comments on the request or the drafts, and we're happy to answer any questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Madam Secretary, do we have someone either in person or on the phone?
Not for this particular item.
No, somebody's waving at us.
Sorry.
So. You're welcome to come to the table if you'd like to say anything.
Hi, my name is Blair Schumann. I am a compliance consultant for Mad Dog Pack, and I just wanted to express my appreciation to the commission for considering this particular question. So,
any comments on the draft that you'd like to make?
It's lovely.
It says yes, so I guess that's a good answer, right? Do any commissioners have any comments or questions on the draft? If not, I'll consider a motion. Mr. Vice Chairman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. In consideration of draft advisory opinion 2019-09, submitted by Mad Dog Pack, I move approval of agenda document number 19-30-A, which we've been referring to as draft A, or as, I should say revised draft A.
Nope, that's B.
Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Let me reset the field. I move approval of agenda document number 19-30-B, which is revised draft A.
And the revisions were fairly minor. I was fine with the original. I'm fine with the revisions. It's all good. The vice chairman has moved approval of agenda document number 19-30-B, revised draft A. A little bit confusing. Which would become advisory opinion 2019-09. Should it be approved? Any discussion on the motion? If not, I will call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And the motion passes unanimously. Great job. Rocketing right along. The next item on the agenda is draft advisory opinion 2019-12, which we have considered an earlier iteration of, but we have a new request from Area 1 Security by Mr. Patalis, who I think is on the phone.
Good morning, Commissioner, Chairman Weintraub. How are you?
I'm just great, Mr. Patalis. Always a pleasure to hear from you. How's the weather down there?
It's a good day in Texas.
Okay. Glad to hear it. Mr. Wenzinger.
Thank you, Chair Weintraub. Good morning, Commissioners. Agenda document 1928A is a draft response to an advisory opinion request submitted by Area 1 Security. The requester asks whether it may offer cybersecurity services to federal candidates and political committees under a low to no cost pricing tier that Area 1 offers to all qualified customers. The draft concludes that because Area 1 would offer these services in the ordinary course of business, and on the same terms and conditions as offered to similarly situated non-political clients, The proposal would not result in prohibited in-kind contributions and thus is impermissible. We received one comment on the request and none on the draft. I'm happy to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you, Mr. Wensinger. Mr. Patalis, any comments on the draft?
I think, as usual, the commission has done an excellent job with draft A.
Thank you, Mr. Patalis. Do any commissioners have any comments, questions?
Don't.
Everybody seems very content.
I think we exhausted about every angle of this request at our prior meeting.
We did.
So we had a very good discussion.
We did. We did have a very thorough discussion the last time, and I'm glad that it was productive too, and that it seems to have resulted in a more tailored and appropriate request. Mr. Vice Chairman, would you like to make a motion?
I would be happy to. Thank you, Madam Chair. In our consideration of Draft Advisory Opinion 2019-12, submitted by Area One Security, Inc., I move approval of Agenda Document Number 19-28A, which is otherwise known as Draft A.
Got the letters lined up this time. It makes it easier. Thank you. The Vice Chairman has moved approval of Agenda Document Number 19-28-A. In the request of Area One Security, Inc., which would become Advisory Opinion 2019-12, should it be approved. Is there any discussion on the motion? If not, I will call the question. All in favor say aye.
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 The motion passes unanimously. Congratulations, Mr. Patalis. Thank you, Mr. Wensinger.
Thank you, Commissioner.
And that was the end of the agenda for this very efficient meeting. Madam Deputy Staff Director, are there any management or administrative matters?
There are no such matters.
In that case, this meeting is adjourned.